Buzzers, what's going on? We are here for the season finale of Lucifer. It is season 2, episode 18, The Good, The Bad, The Crispy.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
That's exactly what I wanted to do this entire episode. But hello, welcome. Thank you for joining us here for the Lucifer After Show. I am Ali Kona Bradford. I have a fantastic co-host with me.
Hello, I'm Jackie Ray.
And we are stoked to share this very last episode with you guys. And of course, by sharing is caring. The mic is yours right on this side of the table. All you have to do is hashtag ABTV Lucifer, and you can join the conversation in the chat. We'll be sure to check that out as we're doing the show. But in the meantime, also be sure to follow me. I am at boysandbeauty01, or yours truly, Ali Kona, with little dashes underneath the words on Instagram.
So cute. I am just consistent. J-Ray the Fanatic on all things social media, or jraythefanatic.com. So easy.
Yeah, I guess I just make life complicated.
See, and I think I have ADD with stuff like that. It's got to be the same. My closet is color coordinated too.
So complicated. Yeah,
she's singing, y'all.
All right, yeah, I'll stop now. We'll start the show. I'm sure people are like, oh God, I did not sign up for this. off, pause button.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so let's talk about mom, since that was the central theme of everything going on.
Yes.
First of all, I like the fact that mom is resourceful and she's like, let me just staple myself back together.
Much better than her last week when she couldn't even do a bribe properly. So, you know, shouts out for her just having the intuition of like, staples will work.
Yeah. As her stilettos digging into old boy when she's stapling, like, okay, cool. But my favorite, though, is actually she showed up at Dr. Linda's office, and you could clearly see that her stuff is stapled.
Yeah.
And it almost looked bloody, which is weird because she was bleeding light, not blood. I don't know if you caught that or
not. I didn't catch that. I saw there was a little bit of blood on her dress, and I figured that
maybe it's old boy's.
Oh, yeah, checked.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Either way.
Mama's having some problems.
Dude.
But shout out to Linda. Duct tape.
Hey. But that, you know what I wrote in my notes, too, is because I keep duct tape just in my drawer at the office when I'm a therapist all the time.
Well, I mean, she did start out with Lucifer, you know, and his payments were, so maybe the duct tape.
It was for something else. Yeah. Dirty.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just throwing it out there, guys. You know how my mind works. Don't play like it's your first time.
Whatever. Really quickly, if I could have my engineer please put the chat room up for me so I can take a peek whenever you get a chance. That'd be awesome. So I can say hello to all you fantastic people that are catching us 2 hours earlier than our normal scheduled time. But that's okay. That's awesome.
Yes.
Happy Memorial Day.
Because I'm sure you guys were like barbecuing and now you got to let the food digest.
And watch Lucifer.
So this is a good end to the night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Linda did not have a good end to her night.
She did not.
And
she did not.
It was a great moment. I'm glad it happened. No offense to Linda, because I want her to stick around for sure.
Right.
But we got to see the depths that Mother will go to get what she wants, including hurting people. Well, she doesn't even care. Just whomever.
Right.
But I thought, because, you know, when they give us those montages from, like, the episode prior, I thought that Linda saw something, because the quick still we got is her doing this, right? But in actuality, she was, I don't know what happened, because she was bleeding out of her.
Well, I think mom, like, either stabbed her or something, because she was definitely wounded, mortally wounded.
Yeah,
so if Aminadil hadn't stepped in, that would have been a wrap. So shouts out to Aminadil for saving Dr. Linda. But I really like, my favorite thing about that was when Mazikeen came in and you saw the true terror on her face that her friend could possibly die.
Right.
And she looked helpless and truly afraid.
Right.
I was like, oh, don't cry.
Right. And you know what, at the same time too, the two of them, Aminadil and Maze, were not necessarily on the best of terms.
Right.
So when someone they both
mutually care about.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice. Everything's out the door. It's please help. We'll figure something out.
Right.
And we also got the moment too. And I really think that the show is pushing her in that direction of just really showcasing the fact that she can have these human emotions.
Right.
Because they have the little section with Trixie.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
Yeah, the doctor.
Yes.
And wussies don't get lollipops.
Is that what she said? Yeah. I thought she said Lucy's. She said wussies.
Wussies don't get lollipops. Boom.
Got it.
I loved it.
You hear all the dingings. That's actually my phone because somebody's tweeting me, hello, Billie Jean girl.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
All right. We have Just Shelton, Just Goddess. Come on. That's right. When she said, oh, God, you mean goddess.
That was a great moment. I thought that was great.
Let's see. We have Ivan Soto, Melissa Davis, Robert. Hello, Chaotic Mayhem. Pause. It just paused on me. Hello. Hold up. Tape thing was kind of a myth nod to Mythbusters.
I watch Mythbusters, so is that a thing? Did duct tape not fix everything? I thought duct tape fixed everything.
Yeah, I guess. George.
Hey, Jim Felton.
There's Billie Jean.
Listen, you guys are going.
Anyways, the point is, if you're watching on YouTube at a later date, this is not as interesting as when you're watching live, and I'm over here going, hey, hi, hey, hello.
Exactly.
So, hello to all of you guys. Thanks for joining. Awesome.
I did want to talk about, as far as you know, you saying they're playing on the human aspect of everyone. Mm-hmm. I loved the opening between Amenadiel and Lucifer, because it was very much that sibling rivalry, like, hey, you know I'm dad's favorite, right?
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, just give it to me. I thought that was great. I thought it really kind of showed their relationship really does have depth to it, and they haven't always battled. They really are truly brothers.
Right.
Thought that was awesome. But so cute.
As much as it was cute, part of me was like, Lucifer's being a little bit that younger, spoiled brat. I don't know who came first.
Lucifer would have had to come first.
Born first?
Yeah.
Okay, well, either way, it seemed like he was playing younger brother, like, I'm the favorite. But instead of just let Amenadiel, dude, the guy is down on out, man. He's lost his feathers. And you're going to sit there and let him have that one moment to bask in the fact that I'm dad's favorite. Yeah. And he had this really giddy, sweet smile on his face. And then here comes Lucifer, like, let me stomp on your hopes and dreams and crush them down.
Bust that bubble wide open for you,
He's just
brother.
Playing me, bro. Like, I'm still a babe. Yeah. Don't forget it.
Big, just kidding.
Yeah. Hi, Maggie H. By the way, I just caught you. Amenadiel and Lucifer fighting over the sword was hilarious.
Right.
Always. And Lucifer is second, says Just Shelton. So he is the youngest. That makes sense. No, Amenadiel is older, says Melissa. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
It did. It seemed like a little bit like that younger brother. Like, I'm the youngest one, so I'm the favorite.
Yeah, it was cute, though. Yeah. I thought, especially when they were running away from each other, and Amenadiel was like, ooh, can't catch me.
So
cute. I loved it. The improv, though.
Yes. Well, and for those of you who have or have not taken improv, if you're at all familiar with that world, you never say no to somebody, right? So say you're doing a scene together, and obviously improv, you have no idea what's going to happen. Just, you know, talk about the coaster. And whatever I say, my partner cannot deny.
Right.
It kills a scene. So you always have to say yes and. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was hilarious that they had that moment where Amenadiel goes on his whole spiel about dad.
Yeah.
And at first, I thought they were going to give him props, like, wow, he's a great actor.
I did too.
But then when the guy's like, yes, and would you still like some pork?
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
okay. This wasn't like this big monologue moment where he just killed it. No, not so much. And then the giraffe.
Yeah.
You know.
But you know what? I would have loved to see. I get that that's so much him and who he is. And obviously, he doesn't get the whole improv thing. Mm-hmm. But I would have really loved to see him get funny for a second there and actually be good at it and have him and Dan do a scene together. Because the brief moment we saw Dan in the beginning, when he went to improv class, he was actually just, he was doing some weird thing on the drive. But it was just cool to see him in
a little bit different light.
Yeah. So I would have, really liked
it. And I know he didn't intend it to be funny, but I liked it when Amenadiel went to Dan and said, you're a good man, and gave him this most awkward hug.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, we're still hugging.
And then he gets tased by Maze.
Love it.
It was amazing, because when she tased him, it wasn't like, this is Dan. He was all like, you saw the lips make the noise.
I do not get paid by the hour. Like, I don't have time to hear your little psycho babble.
Right.
Let's go.
Right.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Fantastic. Also with Dan, we had so Mom has this weird relationship with Dan, and I still was trying to figure out if there are genuinely feelings there, because when they met on the Santa Monica Pier and she's threatening to potentially let her light loose, if you will. First of all, let me take Chloe over here, because I don't give two squats about Chloe. I can kill her. Dan, you stay over here.
Yeah.
And then when she gave him that kiss, and I was like,
that was like the best goodbye kiss ever.
He looked so dumbfounded. Like, like, you're a murderer? I'm supposed to hate you?
But you're so hot.
Oh.
Yes. so conflicted right now. I loved it. Oh my gosh. I thought it was great. It was. I love Dan's relationship with her. Like, even at the end where she was laying down, like, after he's had this passionate kiss with her, he goes up to her and he's like, "It's okay, I got you. Wait, who are you?"
Yeah, and he looks so... His eyes. He just looks so sad.
Oh, it was terrible. Poor Dan. Not winning this battle.
And what do you do? Okay, so in that situation, mm-hmm. let's just say that there was no celestial world and this Charlotte person committed a crime and then had amnesia and then she comes to... Can you still charge her? You could.
Well, there is...
Physically, she's that person, but then her mind is like, what?
But there is innocent by way of insanity. It does happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, Chloe kind of alluded to at the end that it was going to be the brother, Chet's brother,
yeah.
that committed all crimes. I think she kind of, even though she doesn't know what's going on, I think mm-hmm. in her way, she kind of knows something's not quite right here. Let's just get this off the books because we're not going to charge Charlotte. She doesn't even know...
What happened?
Who she is right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so. That's such a weird, touchy thing to try to figure out. But also, too, Lucifer trying to mess with all the evidence every which way. And I feel like Chloe knows him well enough. She kept saying, you know, Lucifer's trying to hide something. And mm-hmm. I was waiting and waiting for him to finally...
tell the truth.
Yeah, just tell the truth already. So for you to keep... Like she said, moving backwards. The whole theme, moving backwards constantly. Just stop.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. I did find it interesting, though, how mom's going on and on and on and on, how she'll do anything for her children. But she knows how much Lucifer loves Chloe.
Just let them be.
And then was like, you know what? In case I have to kill everybody, Chloe, come stand close to me. Dan, you be safe over there.
Right.
Like, she doesn't care.
No.
What? You're not a good mom.
No.
Mom.
No. Like, oh, my gosh. So, okay. I know I said earlier favorite moment, but then I do have my most favorite tops it all moment, and that is when Lucifer comes out of nowhere running up with the sword, and he's like, "Dan, oh, she kissed me!" And then he does a thing, and his pants are all boop, boop, boop.
Is that the missing piece? Are you happy to see me?
Right.
that was
funny.
Hilarious. There was a lot of moments that I really loved in this one. I will say that... It wasn't as jam-packed with, you know, things. I thought it was going to be like answers the whole time.
Right.
But it definitely stayed with it. But I think that falls into what you were saying is this season actually got cut a little bit.
Yes.
So how many episodes?
There's supposed to be three more episodes. They're going to mm-hmm. tag that onto the beginning of season four.
Yeah.
But they did say when they created this particular episode, it mm-hmm. did tie enough loose ends to where it will hold people over until next season, which they did a great job of.
Absolutely.
And of course, they have to have a cliffhanger.
Absolutely.
But it always has to do with the girl. Why does it always have to do with the girl? He was so ready to tell her the truth.
Yeah.
But I will say when I was watching it, because I take notes, right? And I'm looking down and you have this moment of Lucifer waking up in the desert. And part of me thought, do you have devil GPS? Couldn't you just like boop, boop, boop and figure out where you're at? Then I got distracted by his abs and I went, hello,
I didn't even
abs.
See his abs. I saw.
Profile, very nice. Thank you very much. And then all of a sudden the wings came out and I was like, hello, wings.
So I don't think you can devil GPS that because I think he's in the new, because, you know, he tossed mom into the nothing and told her to go create.
Let
and
there
he said,
be
let
light.
There be light. And there's nothing but this blinding light. I think he's in her new world.
Yeah, but, excuse me. I mean, unless, look, it's a whole other plane, if you will, and time travels a different time. Because mom can't create that. I know she's amazing, but in the last hour and a half from...
But time moves differently for
that's
her
because
she's a celestial being.
Okay.
So, yeah, so she could have been over there for, like, a millennial to us, and it's just, you know what I mean?
A few minutes.
Yeah.
My only thing is, who then did you hire, if you are that powerful, to come knock your son upside the head and then come drag him into your world?
Or was it a Minadeel?
I don't think he has it in him to do that.
Well, I didn't think he had it in him to, like, freeze time. I thought all his powers were gone. And he's like, oh, I got it for Linda.
You know? But I think he was just so inspired by the fact that he thought he was the favorite one.
So he kind of got his mojo back a little.
Yeah, and also because I think some of it has to do... It's like the thing that men get...
Erectile dysfunction.
Thank you. And then
you're just gonna make me say it. I see what happened
she
there.
She fell for it. So, anyways, gentlemen,
that was great.
I'm all the things that happens.
You know, you great in charades, though. I can tell.
So, where was I going with this?
See what happens when you make me say stuff. So anyway, so That's how. So his mojo was gone.
Okay, thank you. Okay, yeah. So when that happens, right? I mean, I'm not a man, and I don't have that issue. However, I'd imagine once that happens a few times, your confidence level goes, yeah. And then from there, it's even harder to correct the problem.
Right.
So I feel like it's the same thing, if you will. He may have had a little bit of power left, but his confidence was just so far gone that he probably wouldn't even have it in him to try. Like the fire inside of him to make and manifest this power. And I think him going, okay, this is a gift, and having that moment where he had the talk with God, I'm sure, because he changed his opinion on everything. Before, he was so team, we can do whatever you want, Lucifer. And then all of a sudden, he's like, new perspective. It's a gift. Ha, I have a gift.
Yeah.
And Lucifer's like, nah, man. Like, woo, that's getting to you.
But he did go back to protect heaven, protect dad.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Back to that, yeah. I did like their idea, though, of mom going back and being queen of hell. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I get how she didn't like it, but I was like, hey, that might work.
Yeah.
She does have this deep-seated evil in her.
Oh, absolutely. Come on now. What did you do to Linda? Yeah,
poor Linda.
Amazing moment, though, as far as the acting for both actresses.
Yes.
And I really like the end. Of course, it's a serious moment, and she turned it into a little bit of humor. And I like the fact that Linda was able to say, you know, I don't, first of all, because don't blame yourself.
Right.
I openly chose to be a part of your life and to be your friend. And that shows, to me, it shows a really excellent friend.
Right. I think that conversation, though, was the catalyst for him saying, I can tell Chloe the truth.
Yes.
Because Linda knows, she's seen
everything.
And she's still sitting here, maybe on her deathbed, but probably not. But she's still definitely bruised and battered. And she's looking at me and saying, you know, I'm still your friend. I still care about you. So clearly, him and Chloe have a deeper connection. So obviously, it should be okay. Do you think it would be okay, though?
Here's the thing, though.
Okay.
Okay. It's one thing when it's your friend and your homie and you go, you know, we can still be friends.
Yeah.
But then when it's the person that you're supposed to be intimate with, I know you love somebody good, bad, and crispy, but so wait, because at least Dr. Linda was like, oh, you're the devil, we can't have sex anymore.
Right.
You're my current boyfriend.
She had to force herself out of that sex.
No, as soon as she, well, no, they stopped having sex earlier.
She still thought about it, though.
Not after she saw his face. I don't think so.
The sex that she had with him was mind-blowing.
Well, yeah, but then when you realize...
It's crossed her mind.
No, I don't think so.
You've never dated a guy who you realized was a complete jerk, you broke up, and you was like, dang, if we could just have that part of him in a bottle and leave the rest
he
alone.
He wasn't the devil. His face didn't morph into a big red thing with eyes that glowed and stared into my soul.
But he still has these amazing human abs.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I got abs at home. I'm good. All right.
Wait,
so
Melissa
let's,
Davis.
Hello. And then Viraj. What a cool name. Okay, what were you going to say, Melissa?
I think Chloe will be deeply affected because she is a miracle baby.
Yes.
So, but I don't think you lead with that. I don't think you say, hey, you were put here specifically for me.
No,
you
and it's a long explanation. Here's what I think. Yeah. I think that she does care about him very deeply. And once he explains things to her, because she is a detective at first, it'll be more of the logic. Like, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. And then once he starts breaking it down, her being, okay, I need to think about this.
So what would you do if you were Lucifer? I would just go in and say, all right, brace yourself, have a couple shots, boom, show her the face.
Yeah, that's probably not a good approach.
That's what I would do.
I would
rip the Band-Aid off.
No, I wouldn't, because
So what would you do?
I would talk to her about it. I'd say, look, this is the explanation. It's going to sound crazy, and I will show you. Here's a moment. Get ready. This is what it is. Versus just startling somebody out of nowhere and morphing your face. At least give them a little cushion so they don't run screaming.
Or have Trixie, because Trixie saw Mazikeen's face and was completely unfazed by
it. This is true.
So maybe Trixie can be like, you know, the sidekick or something. I don't know. I'm just thinking rip the Band-Aid off.
Well, you go ahead with your Band-Aid. When your man rips his face off, you tell me how it goes. But in the meantime, I'm going to settle
for... You're going so fast.
That's because there's so many people in there. We love it.
We love it. I see something about they think that the next season is going to have... I saw one person say, let's give the demons a turn in the next season. And then another person saying, no, it's going to be more angels. I'm sorry I didn't see your names. It's just going so fast. But which one do you think is going to be hold true?
I don't know, but I feel like it would be cool to figure out a little bit. We don't really know much about Maze. Mm-hmm. And it'd be also interesting to see the consequences of what it means for her to become more human in her emotions. Because that goes strictly against everything that... she is.
Right.
At the same time, there is currently nobody in the position of ruler of hell, so it's not like there's anybody to hold her accountable for anything.
Right.
So I don't know.
So that leads back to a good point that somebody said. So since there's no one governing hell right now, and Mom did escape from hell, is there anything to stop anything or anyone else from escaping from hell?
You would think that they'd be running amok down there.
Because let me see the door open if I have... Oh, well, hey, y'all.
Right.
Can I get a do-over?
Yeah, but all at the same time, too, if that happened, to me, it would seem a little Ghostbuster-y, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Depends on who you brought back. It definitely couldn't be just a mortal. It'd have to be someone else who God specifically put into heaven. Or like, you know, like they're saying in the chat, like some demons.
Right. I was glad, though, when they did the whole Mom going away, like Lucifer had that moment where he could have sliced her head off, and he didn't. He gave her the option, which shows that he really is good on the inside and doesn't have it in him. He actually has never killed anyone before.
Right.
If you think about it.
Right.
He's a punisher, but he's never killed anyone.
Yeah.
He's an angel.
Mm-hmm.
But when Mom left and her light went into the hole and Charlotte's body fell, I went, good. Because I didn't know if they were going to forget that whole aspect of the show and just have her jump in the hole and she'd be gone.
Right.
So it was interesting, and an interesting choice to bring her back to life. Because
didn't she have an ice pick to the back of the neck?
Yeah, she was technically dead when Mom got into her body. So, I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
I expected it to be some tender moment, but I did expect her to be dead. So when she woke up, like, is that a gift? Like, hey, thanks for letting me borrow your body. I'm going to restore your life to you, kind of thing.
But at the same time, too, how come Chloe and Dan didn't go, how did you guys get over there so quickly as I was shooting? Nobody questioned that at all.
Nobody. And that kind of bothered me, too. But I went with it. I thought maybe they were thinking, oh, maybe Lucifer ran over and tackled her and they plummeted.
Right.
But you didn't see that, though. And
exactly.
Both of you
they were just gone in a millisecond.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But shouts out to Amenadiel, though. Like,
yeah.
That's a great power. Glad you got that mojo back, because you need to keep that.
Aw, next thing you know, he'll have, like, baby wings starting to sprout.
But see, then that's that sibling rivalry again, because Lucifer got his full back.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and he took his off on his own.
He'll be like, oh, here's my wings, guys.
Like, you just see one feather.
Right. Hey, you can't... Beggars can't be choosers, okay?
Little
just take
hummingbird
it.
Hummingbird wings.
Oh, that would be cute. That would actually be really cute. I want to talk about the Dandelion sisters.
Okay.
Did anybody else, and I guess when you got a close-up in the confession, you got a better look at the other sister's face. Mm-hmm. There's Ava, and I don't know who the other sister's name is, but when I first saw Ava, I thought, you're most definitely Asian. And then I saw her sister, and I went, who cast this? Because you look Latina? I don't know. And closer in the confession room, I was like, you can maybe pull off a mix, but at the same time, they just so looked different. And I understand siblings don't always look identical.
And she could be adopted.
But, yeah.
She could be adopted. I mean, Lucifer and Amenadiel are brothers.
But they're also a part of a...
supernatural beings.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just saying, you know, she could be adopted.
I don't know. But either way, and I will say it was cute in a weird, morbid way. But these Dandelion sisters that clean up crime scenes, why are they cute? You know what I mean? Like, the last thing you would think is these cute little girls, because they're carrying their body, they take off their minion outfits, and then they're just pretty girls.
Yeah.
And you're going,
I like that Minions Day Out, though, when Lucifer was like, this is not what it looks like. And Minions Day Out?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, they do look like Minions.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cute. He's very witty. I love the wit that they give to him throughout
yes.
the show.
Yeah.
I wonder if all of that is scripted, or if some of that is just him being himself and it's just like in the moment.
I know. That'd be pretty cool, though, if it was.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Let's see what Chad is saying, though. We have a busy we, and that just left. So if
I see you.
Wrong, I'm sorry.
Don't question Lucifer.
The guy who helps me solve cases. Let's see. You don't question Lucifer. George says, is it me or did no one see Angel flying in the background? Watch again, ending. At the ending, I didn't see an angel.
I honestly
just saw Lucifer in the middle of a desert with wings.
That's all I saw, too. I didn't see an angel. But I could have been looking down.
Right. This is what I needed.
Lucifer's wings are still gorgeous. That's very true.
Yes.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very majestic. I like it.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they were locked up in that, when they were auctioned? They were so pretty.
Weird, though. It was weird. How are you in a box and still like, wiggle, 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 wiggle?
Like a fish when it's dead. Sometimes it's still.
Uh-uh.
Okay, my bad. She's like, nope, we're not going there. Nope, we're not doing it.
No. Not going to do it. All right, what did I miss, guys? It's your responsibility as well as live hosts that are joining us. If there's anything that I've missed that I haven't said,
Ivan had a good point, too, because he's saying that don't forget that at the end, Lucifer's body was heavily scarred. I took that as burns, and that's why I think he's in Mom's world, because the light is so bright and so direct that it's like sunburns.
Yeah, see, I took that as sunburn with a lot of mud crusted onto his body.
Oh, I didn't take that just because of the way his lips look like. There's no water on this planet.
Oh. But at the same time, how long has he been sitting there since he woke up?
Exactly.
Or prior to him waking up.
But if he's been, even if he's, let's say he's been there for 2 days, that's still
a long
time. And if it's just no darkness, because she's just light.
Right.
Then that would be severe. He looked so burned. That's probably why I didn't notice that.
I thought you were going to say he looked so good.
No. I was like, where is he? That's why I probably totally missed the abs. Because I love abs.
I didn't miss
them at all.
Totally
missed them.
Yes, yes, and yes. That's exactly what it looked like.
Lucifer separated the flaming sword, Jackie. He closed the window.
That he did.
He threw the sword in. Yeah.
Which I was like, what did you do? But did he cut a separate hole for the sword?
Yeah, he cut a separate hole and threw it
Hopefully that's a totally different nothingness and a different plane, because I don't see him, he's smarter than to throw it in the same hole as Mom, because Mom's obviously going to change her mind and try
to
do something.
But if he did, then how would he get back? He's got to get back to Chloe.
Right.
So if he doesn't have the flaming sword, how would he get back?
No. I'm saying that, I don't know, maybe someone threw him in there, but I'm saying... Mom had her own hole, mm-hmm. and then he cut a separate hole for the sword, so that way it disappeared and was gone, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I think that if he threw it in the same hole, that would be absolute stupidity on his behalf, mm-hmm. because you just gave Mom all this power. I don't trust her that much.
Right.
Yeah, we had a heart-to-heart. It's cool, but we know how quickly Mom changes her mind and how selfish she is.
Aw, Melissa said, I feel shitty for Chloe. Like, damn, can she ever get a man?
Aw.
I mean, technically, if she really wanted Dan back, she could get him. Although, would you want him now?
No,
exactly.
Ew.
That's gross.
He's tainted. I mean,
so tainted.
I'd take him, but still, he's tainted. The point is.
Viraj, am I saying that right?
I think so.
He has the key. Yes, so Aminadil's key, right?
Yeah.
So, but he still needs the flaming sword in order to get back, right?
Correct. You'd have to have the two pieces. But that's what I'm saying, though. We don't know that he's in that plane. Mm-hmm. He could be somewhere in the middle of the Mojave Desert for all we know.
Could be.
They left that door wide open. Ezra's gonna be pissed when he finds out the sword is gone, like literally gone. That's true.
We know he has the key. What?
Oh,
somebody said Aminadil is pregnant.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. Maybe, but Mazikeen in real life is.
Yes, she is. Wouldn't that be something if out of nowhere she said, P.S. Amenadiel, that one time at band camp?
Yeah.
We're having a baby.
Be funny.
An angel demon.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be a cute baby.
Yeah.
Very attractive child.
Yeah. All right, let's see if I've missed anything. I feel like I whipped through this episode so quickly. We don't really need to talk about Chet, because
what is Vegas? Irrelevant. They're talking about Vegas. What is that where I know Chloe was looking at a hotel in Vegas?
No, yeah, because that's when I want to call her Eleanor. What? That's not her name. My homegirl Ella. When she's like, oh, Perry, I love Perry. She is sweet. Whatever she said, like croissants. And then here comes her Chloe, like, no. Paris, Vegas, not Paris, France.
I don't want to go there. Me and Vegas don't mix.
Right. Which, again,
what happened, like, where she's
past.
Got that dark side.
Yes.
Yeah. I really hope we see a little bit more of that next season.
Her dark side, or just her in general?
I just want to see more of her, because she's so quirky and so happy.
Right.
That I would love for that to be some sort of storyline. Like, yeah, I have this crappy past, but yeah.
I found God and everything's great.
Everything's good.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe somehow he kind of reveals to her that he's Lucifer. And then she's like,
totally. Well, it's funny,
sense.
Too, because when he was talking in the lab about Mom and whatever, and Dad, and she's like, right, Dad, he sees everything.
Right. And then she gets this idea, and she's like, dang it. Like, that's not what I wanted you to do.
Shut my face.
Yeah.
Right.
I love her. She's awesome.
I do. I like her a lot, too. I think her and Ella would be, her and Trixie would be a great party.
Yep. What if Ella... Oh, wait, I missed it. What if Ella kidnapped Lucifer and her whole nice routine was an act?
No, that would be crazy.
It'd be a nice twist, though.
Stealing car flashbacks, that would definitely be interesting.
I have seen Preacher, and you're right, but you can house it in a tin can, 90998. Wait, if you've seen Preacher, an angel and a demon is kind of bad.
Oh, and somebody else, Jim Felton, says Vegas/hell. Same thing, LOL.
I agree.
Hey, that's my stomping ground.
As well as Koreatown. Hell on earth.
Oh. I mean, I'm from Vegas. I lived in Vegas for much of my teen to adult years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so you came out all right.
Yeah, I'm all right. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't gamble. I don't eat anything with a face. I'm great. Like, I'm good. Vegas treated me well.
See?
Yeah.
That works.
All right. So Billie Jean girl, because some people tweet me.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Hi. Okay, why didn't Dan and Chloe, didn't question how Lucifer didn't get seriously hurt jumping off the bridge? Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't think I would question that as Chloe at this point, because you've seen him recover from, he went into that room with the chemicals and came out fine. He's been shot and healed from that. I think I'd be done questioning why he healed
but,
so fast.
No, but that's when I would start hanging on to it. Like, okay, stuff is crazy. And this whole you're not sharing things with me and your family's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. What's really going on? Who are you?
Yeah.
And that's when you start going, okay, all those stories you kept telling me about you being the devil.
Are those true?
Or are you sane?
Or are you a vampire? Like, I would have had to play all those scenarios out. But, he's so charming. Like, at some point, I would just be like, you know what? We'll just get around it.
Yeah, I don't know. Danielle says that Ella could be another miracle baby. That's why she's so sensitive and sympathetic to spiritual matters. No evidence to Chloe, the only miracle ever to exist. Oh, that's true. There could be multiple miracles,
that's
which
true.
I do think that...
Mm-hmm.
That would be the case.
Absolutely. Good point.
All right.
Trixie called Lucifer a wuss.
Yeah. Hi, Rosebud96. What's up? All right. So I feel like we went through this pretty quickly.
Yep. I do think this one point is good.
What?
Ivan, he says, I think Chloe knows. She just isn't admitting it.
You think?
I think so, because she almost seems like she's trying to pull it out of him. Like, she's almost trying
just
to
tell
say,
me.
Just tell me and everything will be fine. I already know. She's a detective. She's figured out everything else.
But see, and that's the thing that's so weird is how are you a detective and you can figure everything out, but you can't figure out the fact that when someone's telling you the blatant truth to your face,
right,
that it really is what it is.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think Ivan is right. I think by now she's like, hey, that, no, could it be, it has to be true. Like, she would have to at some point, but she needs to hear it from him because she needs to reason through it.
Or maybe not that she needs to hear from him for that reason, but maybe she just wants him to admit it. No, because he already has. Never mind. I was going to say, maybe she just wants him to come out with it. And that's the thing is, how is that conversation going to go down exactly if he did have the opportunity and he didn't get kidnapped? He's already told her everything. So the only thing he can do is
retell
her everything.
Because I would say, remember that conversation where I told you I was a devil? She'd be like, yeah, and then blah, face. Boom. Rip the band-aid off.
I would probably go through a few scenarios first. Did you remember that one time at band camp that I didn't get injured when I was wounded? Or, how Celinda is in the hospital and blah, 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 blah. And how do you tell Dan that he was just sleeping with whatever?
Oh, I would mess with Dan's head for an entire season. I don't know how, but I would...
Yeah, but that's Lucifer's mother. So at the same time, he's probably like, God.
Be like, you might technically, slept with the woman who... Birthed me.
Ew. I want to know what mom looked like without Charlotte's body.
Well, I think she'd still be hot.
Yeah, but I want to know, is she a lady in the shape of a lady but made with light?
Like a bomb stripper silhouette kind of thing?
Perhaps.
That works.
That would have been really cool if we could have seen that as she was stepping outside of Charlotte's body.
Yeah.
To get into the light.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, too, because as much as Mother was so ready to hurt people, all she kept saying is how much she loved her children. And when Lucifer was saying, war would break loose if we went to heaven, let's be honest, people would die. And she said, my children, blah, blah, blah. How are you that empathetic towards your children, but just don't care about anybody else?
There's people like that in the world.
But at the same time, aren't you somebody great? Like, you were God's ex-wife. How are you that rude to his creations?
She was cast into hell because we were his playthings. He loved us so much. She didn't like that. Same with Lucifer. Like, hello. Like us.
All right. Well, either way, I feel like we've gone through a lot of the episode.
Yeah.
Generally, right now would be news and gossip. I don't have news with me today, so I apologize. But I do want to talk a little bit about the fact that we are in a season finale.
Yeah.
It will be coming back in fall. I don't have a specific date just yet.
Yeah.
But I would love, right before we get back into season, if you guys would help us out in tweeting the cast. Because I know DB Woodside was genuinely interested in coming and being on our show. He's been on an after show. Not even after show. It was something called Let's Talk About Sex. And it is an AfterBuzz TV actual segment. So definitely check that out. So he's been to our studio. Now it's just a matter of getting him back.
Okay.
So,
all right, Team Lucifer, we can do this.
Yeah, so tweeting, Instagramming, all those things. Pick your favorite episode of the Lucifer After Show. Maybe attach it in some of your tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And
look at us.
We'll see what happens. We have a whole few
Team
months.
Team Lucifer.
Yeah.
I love
it. So what I want to do, actually, we should get into predictions for next season before we even start to begin to thank everybody. So predictions for next season. Would you like to start?
I think I'm going to stick with what I said. I think my prediction is he is definitely in Mom's new creation. I think that maybe someone did see an angel. I thought it was a bird in the background on the pier, but you know, maybe I wasn't paying attention. And maybe she's now creating, you know, more angels, more children per se. I don't know how she would do that without God, but she's a goddess. She could find a
way.
So I think that now the fight is going to be getting back to Chloe.
Yeah.
Because that is definitely his true love.
So I'm going to oppose your prediction and say that because writers love to trick us, especially with montages and everything else like that, we're going to get into our heads and think that what you said, mom's world, this, that, da, 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 and really it's going to be something lame and tacky, like
don't
the fact
lame.
That...
don't do it.
It's one of those people in a past case, what have you, that happened to be ticked off at him, and somebody else, totally human, kidnaps him and tries to get revenge and throws him into a desert somewhere. Just cause.
You're saying a mortal has thrown Lucifer into a desert?
If it was somebody who had some sort of celestial power, would they really just knock him upside the back of the head? Like, couldn't they be a little bit more creative?
I think you would have to have celestial power to knock him out, though, right?
Unless Chloe was around. Nearby.
But he was calling her and saying he was coming over. So that would imply
she could have been in the building right behind him. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
Do not
We shall see. Yeah. We shall see. There is a long prediction. Oh, no.
Ooh. Let's see. Wait. No, someone's saying hi to Jamie. I'm not sure who Jamie is. I picture Mom's celestial body looking like Frollo's fireplace. Imagine Esmeralda and Hunchback.
I don't
know. Notre Dame. It's a Disney movie.
I know the movie, but I don't know the fireplace.
I don't know, but we have a season 3 trailer that Robert was so kindly posting into the chat, so we'll definitely have to check that out.
Awesome.
I obviously missed that. But maybe it was Big Sister Asriel getting mad and throwing her sword away? I'm not sure. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, either way, let's look at our friends at home and just say this for a few seconds. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us on the Lucifer After Show. Thank you for joining towards
Thank
the end of the season.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Great.
and sticking with us, even though we have a little bit of a rotating cast, some of our other people, hopefully Samantha and Ryan, will be back next season. They just had a few conflicts, but they had so much fun with you guys.
Yes.
And I did too. So thank you again, and thank you for always co-hosting with me. If you missed it, but you still leave comments, we appreciate that as well. So thank you. We'll take a moment. We'll go to our individual cameras.
Hey, we're going back.
I'm going to let you say goodbye first just because I'm greedy and I need to say it all to just my
now
camera.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all of our Lucifer friends. I know. I used to grow up on Mickey Mouse Club.
Me too.
Oversharing. Anyway, thank you guys. Thank you guys for having me. It's been so much fun. I love this show so much. I can't see what's happening next season. Don't forget to follow me on all things social media at JRayTheFanatic or on JRayTheFanatic.com.
And I am Allie Kona Bradford. Please find me on social media. Let's chat. Let's talk. Let's have a good time. Find me on Instagram at yours truly, Allie Kona, with the little dashy thingies underneath, or at Boys and Beauty on Twitter. But in the meantime, mwah, 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 you guys have been fantastic. We love you. We will see you in the fall.
Bye. We love you guys so much.
'Cause mama said knock you out.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
We will miss you!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.